Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming
ABC
on the
News,
Civic Media
I'm
app.
I'm Lena Roy. A bombing at a hospital in Gaza City. Health ministry officials say at least 500 were killed. Israel now mounting a ground offensive in Gaza to destroy Hamas holdouts and search for nearly 200 hostages.
The International Red Cross saying they've met face-to-face with Hamas leaders, pushing for the immediate release of the hostages and for access to them to check on their condition. According to the Israeli Hostages and Missing Families Forum, many of those kidnapped are in need of medical treatment. The report alleging a 9-month-old baby has no access to formula. Three children with autism require special assistance, and an 85-year-old woman requiring medication.
ABC's Ian Pannell. President Biden heading to the region for talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Palestinian leader Abbas has pulled out of his meeting. The House still without a speaker after Republican Jim Jordan failed to get enough votes to secure the speakership. This is ABC News. Not only is Texas barricading itself off from Mexico, but it's also blocking off some access from New Mexico.
Texas National Guard members have been installing razor wire in a new place.
I saw for myself yesterday the concertina wire at the border of Texas and New Mexico, and I couldn't believe it.
Jerry Pacheco heads the Border Industrial Association. In a posting on X, Governor Greg Abbott said the barriers preventing illegal crossings from Mexico into Texas have been so effective that people are slipping into the U.S. through New Mexico and then coming east into Texas. Jerry Pacheco is not a fan of the new barrier.
It looks like we're in some occupied zone.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Pogo Stick, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, My Little Pony, Pez Dispensers, and Transformers are regular finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame, but never make it in. But this year, that'll change. Fans will pick one of the Forgotten Five to celebrate the National Toy Hall of Fame's 25th anniversary. You have until next week to cast your vote. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. UW Fond du Lac will no longer have in-person instruction. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says UW Oshkosh Fond du Lac campus and UW Washington County in West Bend will end in-person classes in June of 2024. Rothman says enrollment at four-year colleges is on the rise, but at two-year campuses, it's been declining for years. He added that online enrollment for four-year degrees is also up. That leaves 10 UW branch campuses open, with only Stevens Point and Green Bay overseeing more than one branch campus. A Fond du Lac County Sheriff canine deputy is in serious but stable condition after catching a bullet in a shootout. The dog was shot when a sheriff's deputy and a suspect exchanged gunfire Saturday night. Sheriff Ryan Waldschmidt says his canine deputy continues to recover and got very excited when he saw his favorite toy. A tennis ball. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players.